The government shutdown is visible along Highway 82. Traffic signs flash warnings to drivers saying the road to the Maroon Bells is closed to cars and buses. And if you poke around, there are other indications, too.
Thank you for calling Social Security. Para español, marque siete.
It seems the shutdown is the biggest story no one wants to talk about or can't talk about. That's true of the Social Security Administration. Aspen Public Radio called the agency's 1-800 number because the office in Glenwood Springs was closed. In a confusing twist, doors were locked on Wednesday because of previous budget cuts, not the shutdown. A woman there, described as the manager, was kind enough to come out and talk, but she had a quick answer when asked about what services are affected by the shutdown. The same answer as what was on the agency's phone system.
During the government shutdown, local Social Security offices, except card centers, are open for a limited number of services. You can access many of our services online at www.socialsecurity.gov, as well as view the list of limited services available in our field offices.
According to that website, Social Security payments are still going out, but no luck if you need a new or replacement Social Security card. Farther up the valley, there's a Head Start Kids program in Carbondale. The federal shutdown has closed doors for several of those programs nationwide. But teachers with the Roaring Fork Valley location say they've been told they won't be affected by the lack of federal budget, at least not yet. They too declined to be interviewed. What we do know is at least some of the effect on land management agencies. Forest Service facilities are shuttered, and Bureau of Land Management campgrounds and offices are closed. At the Bureau of Land Management office in Silt, just two employees are working, a law enforcement ranger and an oil and gas inspection and enforcement technician. All 60 of the other employees at the Colorado River Valley office are furloughed, including this guy.
Hi, this is David Boyd with the Bureau of Land Management. I am currently unavailable because of the government shutdown.
Boyd is the public affairs officer whom Aspen Public Radio and other news organizations call when there's a story about the BLM. So if something major happens on BLM land, Boyd says, call the state BLM office. There is some good news. BLM lands, including trails, remain open to the public. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.